Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, do you have a child or children in primary or secondary school, and are you right now rushing home from work to make a parent-teacher meeting with that knot in your stomach for what you'll hear and all the process of queuing and everything that goes with those kinds of meetings? Well, coming up after five, we'll have advice on surviving that whole ordeal, and we also want to know your tips and tricks for getting around and dividing up the labour if you have another partner who can divvy this up with you. And do you have to meet more than one teacher? Are you fighting for time? Do you prioritise some, not meet others? Have you written off other ones? Or are you just happy to be in and out of there in 5 minutes? That sounds like the tee up to maybe you should call the A team. But yeah, I think yes, the answer to that. I probably
yes to look, which one?
I kind of look forward to parent-teacher meetings for my own kids more than my parents looked forward to parent-teacher meetings for me. Words like... needs to concentrate.
Oh, so they found that too, did they?
They did, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, you have twice as many children as me, so you have twice the experience.
What's the word?
This.
Spirited, is it?
Spirited, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Feral.
Yeah. Could do better.
Indeed.
Anyway, you can WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32 or email us on drivetime@rte.ie. The fortunate thing, of course, is that any of those teachers who did have to deliver those reports to my parents that are now mercifully blessed with a volume and an on and off switch for my voice. So there you go.
Okay, the countdown is on to our favourite dinner of the year. It's my favourite dinner of the year anyway, the Christmas dinner. But before you switch on every appliance in the kitchen, it might be worth thinking about letting the air fryer take the lead this year. With so many households looking to save a bit on energy bills, the air fryer's efficiency could actually make a real difference. And who better to talk us through it all than the woman who's mastered the magic of the air fryer, Gina Daly from The Daily Dish. Good evening, Gina.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, Gina, I have to be honest with you. There was some scepticism among the team today at the idea of cooking a whole Christmas dinner and all the stuff that goes on around Christmas time, the party food, all of that in an air fryer. So can an air fryer really handle a full dinner?
Absolutely, 100%. Anyone who has an air fryer will know what you can do in it. But I mean, I think the thing about it is it's just the quantity and the size of what you're cooking. So it's not going to do a big full turkey unless you have a massive big air fryer. But you can do like the turkey crown or a turkey breast. So smaller joints will cook perfectly in it.
But I'm thinking, because there's so many bits to a Christmas dinner, how do you get your timings right then, unless you have multiple air fryers on the go?
Well, yeah, I have about seven, so I'm grand.
seven on the go at the same time?
No.
It sounds like you're the food equivalent to DJing in the kitchen,
yeah,
keeping multiple
exactly
decks going at the same time.
Me sprouts, me carrots, me this, me that. No, what I usually do is if I'm doing everything in the air fryer, I'll do my time, and so I'll prep my meat first. So you can do your meat the day before, 2 days before, or... like with, if I'm doing a turkey and I'm doing a ham, I'll do my turkey first. I slow cook the ham and then finish it off in the air fryer and then leave them to rest while I'm doing the rest. So then my roast potatoes and then my vegetables. So you can plan it really easy. You can do it really, like, it's handy enough. And I do mine in batches. So it might be a little bit more tedious than obviously using your oven and you've loads of space, but it gets the job done.
Okay, let's start with the picky bits then. Say if you're having people over for around Christmas time, people like to do bits, you know, have bits of hors d'oeuvre food out there, the pigs and blankets and that. Now, I imagine air fryer is pretty good for that kind of stuff.
That's where it shines. So all those little picky bits like the pigs and blankets, like satay chicken skewers, spring rolls. And I actually do a really nice one. It's a viral recipe that I did last week. So rather than, you know, the way people like some cheese and crackers after your meal or even before while you're having a glass of wine. I did a savoury s'mores with brie, camembert, put it into a tray, into the air fryer with chorizo and prosciutto and let it all melt down, and you use your crackers to scoop it up. So for little things like that, first of all, it cooks them much quicker. There's no preheating the oven. Everything goes really crispy and delicious, and yeah, they're for ideal for little things, finger food like that. So that's kind of, if you have a table full of people and you want to get stuff out really speedy, it's great for that kind of stuff.
And you have a hot tip about hot honey.
Oh, hot honey is the goat. So, like, obviously honey is lovely, but if you just get your regular honey and you put in chili sauce or sriracha or chili flakes, it just elevates it. It gives it a little bit of a kick to it. So pouring that over your charcuterie boards or even your vegetables. So like I do my Brussels sprouts in the air fryer, which I think is the nicest way, my broccoli, my carrots, so that it gives them a really nice char. Pour your hot honey over them and you've got really delicious, crispy and an extra layer of flavour.
Okay, let's assume you've got your turkey done and you're in the zone really of kind of reheating that. Roast potatoes take careful execution to get the little crispy peaks and everything on them. In the air fryer, how are they done?
So my top tip for making any kind of roast potatoes, and obviously using less oil is key to the air fryer, but that goes out the window at Christmas time. You get a big jar of duck fat or goose fat. You peel your spuds. So I use either Roosters or Maris Pipers. Fluff them up. So to get them, you want to get them fluffy before they go in the air fryer. So what I do is I dry parboil them in the microwave. So I rinse them, I drain them and put them into a bowl for about 15 minutes in the microwave until they go soft to the touch. You want to give them a good shake to get the edges nice and fluffy. And then heat your duck fat or your goose fat in the air fryer for about 5 or 10 minutes until it gets nice and hot and crispy, like you would do in the oven. And then pop your roasters in and you have the perfect air fryer roast potatoes.
Do you take the little grill thing out of the bottom of the air fryer and just cook it in the bottom?
Yeah, let them just sit in there and do their thing.
Okay, you skipped over the turkey there, but I mean, I did promise people that we would tell them how we would cook a whole turkey in
Well, you're not going to get a whole when it's...
Okay, this is false advertising. You can't actually get a whole turkey in, even a small one?
You could get a small turkey. So like I'd say the maximum would, depending on the size of your air fryer, obviously everyone is different. You can get up to a 10.5 litre air fryer. So you could do say a 2.5 kilo small turkey, or the turkey crown is really popular. So I do a turkey crown in mine, and to get the best results, you can baste it as usual. I don't usually baste it. I cook a breast down first for the, depending on the kilos of the turkey, depending on the time. So say if you were to do it for 60 to 70 minutes, breast down for the first 3/4 of the cook, and then you flip it over. So what's happening is the juices are running from the end of the chicken down into the breast. And when you flip it back over, then the skin goes nice and crispy. So you've got this, like, it's like a rotisserie kind of style, a really juicy bird. And it's much quicker than the oven then as well.
And do you just have to forego the gravy then? What happens with the gravy situation?
No, so you're collecting all your juices as you would in your baking tray. And then you're just going to use them as usual then to make your gravy. So it's no difficult. I think the people lose all sense when they hear air fryer. You just treat it like it's a little mini oven sitting on top of your counter. So use it exactly as you would a regular oven, but your timings are less and it's costing you less money to run it then as well.
And do you have the big oven on the go on a lower temperature, keeping everything warm as you do it in batches in the air fryer?
No, because I have loads of air fryers on the go, but you can do, if you have your oven on low, you can throw everything into the tray.
You have to warm the plates.
I put them under my arm.
I'm picturing Gina with her seven air fryers. Do you have any counter space left at all, Gina?
No. I'm going to have to start giving kids away.
And one last, Brussels sprout and leek gratin.
Yeah, that's a beautiful side dish. So again, I think if you're doing your vegetables in the air fryer, just parboil them first if you like them a little bit softer. If not, throw them in. So I basically just slice up my my Brussels sprouts, my leeks, and I give them a char in the air fryer, and then I mix it up with Parmesan cream and chicken stock, and then into a tray and into the air fryer, topped with cheese, and it's a really beautiful side dish.
You don't even taste them anymore. It's just the perfect Brussels sprout is the one that doesn't taste like Brussels sprouts. All right. Gina, thanks very much. Gina Daly from The Daily Dish. And we'll have all of those tips on the RT website for listeners afterwards.